Playlet.
The Last Lesson. Mr. Hamel is standing at the front of the classroom looking at Franz. Franz is sitting at his desk. He is looking at Mr. Hamel nervously.
All right, Franz. Stand up, please, and tell the class everything you know about participles.
Franz rises from his desk. He is very nervous.And his legs are shaking. He is holding onto the desk tightly.
Oh, yes, Mr. Hamel.
You don't know what a participle is, do you, Franz?
No, sir. I'm afraid I don't.
And would you like to tell the class why you don't know?
Franz lowers his head, and he looks at the floor.
I don't know what it is, sir, because I did not study my lessons.
But, Franz, do you know that your lessons are important? Why did you not study them?
Because yesterday after school,I went swimming down behind the sawmill.
The sawmill? Oh, yes, I know that place very well. I used to swim there when I was a child.
Franz looks up at Mr. Hamel with a surprised look.
Sir, you swam in the river by the sawmill, too? In the Saw River?
Yes, Franz, I did. You may sit down.
Franz then sits down at his desk. He still has a look of surprise on his face.
I have not always been an old man. I was once young like you. I enjoyed the same things that you young people do today. But in those days, we children understood that our lessons were important. Can anyone tell me why it is important to study our lessons?
Mr. Hauser raises his hand and then stands up.
Thank you, Mr. Hauser. Please go ahead.
I am an old man, but I cannot read and write. When I was a young boy, I had to work. I could not go to school. I could never study lessons about reading and writing. So that is why lessons are important.
Mr. Hauser sits down.
Mr. Hauser is right. Reading and writing are very important. What if one of those Prussian soldiers asks, "How can you call yourself a Frenchman? You cannot even read or write." How can we answer? We cannot answer because it is true. We do not know our own language because we do not study hard.
Franz stands up again.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hamel, that I do not know about participles. Tomorrow, I will...
Mr. Hamel stops him.
Tomorrow? Don't you see, child, that we have no tomorrow? And here is one thing that I want you to remember from this, your last lesson. If there is anything that you need to do, then do it today.Today is the only day you have.
The end.